Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Stephen Moore. Steve is the senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation, the author, co-author of Trumponomics. That's his new book and so many other books, folks. I encourage you if you'd like to know what happened, especially in the last 30 years, read Steve's books, and it's a great reporting, Steve. And I really appreciate the work that you do, Steve, to chronicle the current times of our economy, especially and politics.
Well, thanks, Jim, and right back to you, my friend.
And so, folks, and now you can see him on CNN. So I might actually tune in now, Steve. Now that I know you're over there, and cheer you on, Steve. The economy. Let's talk about the economy a little bit, and the Fed, and President Trump. The Fed had no option but to reload their quiver, to reload their ordnance. When the economy strengthened, they were out of bullets until about 2 years ago. They had no option but to reload. The question is, when did they stop reloading, right?
Well, look, it's very simple. I mean, what happened earlier this week on Wednesday was a truly catastrophic decision that has caused, while Fed Chairman Powell was announcing these insane rate increases, the Dow fell 600 points.
Yeah.
And it's continued to
fall.
It was
up three and it went down three.
It was up three and now it went down several hundred points again on Thursday. Look, there's no inflation in the economy, Jim. If you look at real inflation rate, which is what's happening with commodities. Look at what's happened with oil. Look what's happening with copper and coal and cotton. And ask the farmers, do you think there's inflation? The farmers are trying to sell.
Even housing is taking a hit right now. Do you know that? Housing is declining.
Yes,
there's no inflation in housing.
So we have a deflationary environment right now. With declining prices, and the reason for that is because of Trump's pro-growth policies, everybody around the world wants dollars. So there's a demand for dollars. At the same time, the Fed idiotically is pulling back on dollars, which is really hurting the economy. And I'm so frustrated because we've put in place these great policies under Trump, and the Fed doesn't want higher wages. They believe growth causes inflation, which is insane. Growth means more goods
That's
and services,
right.
not fewer goods and services. So I think it was a case of economic malpractice by the Fed, and Trump was right that he said this 3 months ago. Don't raise rates now. Don't take the punch bowl away from the party. That's
right.
Exactly what they've done, and I think they should meet again in an emergency meeting and reverse this stupid decision.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let me know when that happens. I'll show
should.
Up. I know they should, but they won't. And the question though is, what will they do next year?
Well, first of all, Jim, are they going to continue to let the Dow fall and fall and fall because of their deflationary policies?
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
So really you actually think that circumstances could cause them to have an emergency meeting? You think that might happen?
Look what's happened to the stock market.
It's not unprecedented. It's not unprecedented. I remember back in what 99 that they did this.
Yeah. So look, but everything else in the economy is great. I mean, we've got 7 million more jobs than we have people to fill them. We've got the biggest manufacturing construction boom ever. You're right, housing's been a little weak, but again, that's because of the interest rate policies of the Fed.
Right. So, oh yeah, there's no question about
the
that.
The Fed and the economy's going to boom. Yeah.
So you consider the Fed enemy number one of the economy right now, don't you?
We got to do two things to get the economy back to the big bull market. Number one, the Fed has to put more dollar liquidity into the economy. It's like the oxygen.
But that's part of. But see, that's the other thing a lot of people don't realize. Not only they're raising interest rates, but they're doing quantitative tightening right now too, aren't they?
Which is ridiculous. I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, look at what's happened to the price of lead, steel, copper, cotton, oil. Mm-hmm. They're all signaling a downward trend. Now, if you get that done, the Fed reverses its mistakes, and you get the trade deal we were just talking about with China, you're going to see the biggest boom and rally, as you just said, ever. So I'm still so optimistic about Trump.
If Trump can get the trade deal done with China, he'll go down as one of the great presidents of our time.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Keep up the good work. And call me if you need me to hold your coat over there on CNN. I'll come over, just hold your coat and encourage you, okay? Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Trumponomics.com. That's his website for the new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.